Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, with another podcast. Yeah, I'm on a roll. I told y'all when I get back, it's over. I'm back, baby. Please go check out JD Reviews on Facebook. A lot of people want me to put it on YouTube, but I'm still focusing on Facebook as of right now until God guides me otherwise. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with a sensitive, very sensitive topic. And being in a family where I've seen a lot of this, I can definitely speak on it. So let's get into this bad boy. Let me hold on. Let me turn the ears. Can y'all hear me? I want to make sure y'all with me. Alright? I want to make sure y'all with me, alright? That's all I'm trying to make sure. Alright. So here we go. Open your ears and have no fear. Let's do this. There's a thing going on now on why black men attract more to white women. And I've seen some crazy stuff. I've seen some people say some crazy, like, I don't even want to get into some of the stuff I heard, but I want to talk about what I think and why I think is the reason why. Now, first off, I want to start off by saying, not every black man that gets with a white woman is a traitor to the society. Not every black man that gets with a white woman wants to use them. Not every black man that gets with a white woman only does it because of this and that. I understand why a lot of black women feel that way, because you feel like you lost. You feel like you lost something. But let me tell y'all something. We feel the same way when we see black women with the white men on TV. You know what I mean? Like, for society, it's more acceptable now. You know what I mean? Like, it's like if you see a black woman like The Bachelor go with a white man, it's like, oh, that's so cute. But then when you see a white woman with a black man, you're like, he's a sellout. And you know, it's unfair. Love is love. You know, and God, at the end of the day, God knows who truly loves and who is in love with each other. So in this topic, my opinion on it is, from what I've seen in my years, black men go to white women because a lot of the times white women are a lot easier to control. Now, I know a lot of people will say, what? Or, you know, a white female may say, that's racist to say that. I'm not saying... That's the case. I'm saying that's what I've heard through a lot of black men and a lot of brothers, and being around a brother that had a lot of white women are easier to control, according to a lot of black men out there. And when I say that, by what I mean by that, it's not easy to control, like the white woman becomes a slave for them. What I mean by that is, a lot of times a black man can't handle a black woman's strong power. Like, black women have strong stances. They stand on their own. It's not to say some white women don't, but black women have this super strong aroma about them where they're like, their persona, their aroma, their energy just comes off as real strong and demanding a lot. And especially black men that grew up under black mothers, because a lot of times we don't have black fathers and wives and stuff. So what happened is, for black men, they look at it as, yo, I'm not going to hear what I heard my whole life. I heard nagging from my mother my whole life, being in a black family, or maybe a father, whatever it might be. I'm not finna deal with that, because black women are a lot more vocal than white women in most cases. Unless the white woman's born, you know, raised up in the hood, and, you know, she knows the hood ways and she understands the hood ways. But, like, we're talking straight white versus straight black. Me, personally, I don't think no one should look at no one's color, none of that type of stuff. Like, if you get with a Chinese girl, an Indian girl, you know, a Haitian, whatever it might be, I don't think you should base love off of what their culture is. To me, that's very, very racist, and I think it's wrong to do it that way. But as far as why black men run to white women, I've heard from a lot of black men, and I've been around a lot of them. Trust me, my brother being one, and I have cousins, I have friends. A lot of them say, like, if you ask them that question, dog, I'm not dealing with no black woman. They're too much. They're too deep. They're too accusing. They're too this and that. While white women a lot of times will hush on certain things, or they won't argue. But the funny thing is, you know, I always see the debate of, you know, who puts who in court, and who's stronger in court, and like, who, if a woman gets hit, who's quicker to go to court. And I think they both can go to court. Like, black women are quick to put child support on you, because rightfully so. If you're a deadbeat father, you're not doing so. You deserve child support. Now, if you're a great father, then obviously this doesn't come nowhere near to, you know, your standards. But on the norm, if you're a black man, you don't want to support your child, you deserve to get hit with child support. While white women, a lot of times, because they can't stand to see you move on, or they're real upset with you, they will fake a hit, or they will go to court and say, you know, he hit me. I mean, these are things that have happened. And you can look this stuff up. I mean, you can Google it. They say it. Black women are very quick to put a black man on child support, but not like press charges or get him in court and stuff, unless it gets out of hand. Well, white women are very quick to run to court and get a black man locked up, saying he abused them and all that stuff. So, like I said, these are numbers. These ain't my numbers. These are numbers that I'm reading off of. I'm looking at them now. And these are true facts that are, you know, literally on Google. You can actually find one on lawofraceandblack.com. You can find one on, I'm looking on feminist, hold up, feminist-oriel, O-R-A-I-A-L, oriel, something like that, .com. Look these things up. These are things that I pulled up because I wanted to be educated before I spoke on this. But for me, am I a person that believes a culture stay with a culture? No, it doesn't have to be a white person with a white person, a black person with a black person. But am I happier to see that? Yes. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, I'm Puerto Rican and black. And my wife is Puerto Rican, black, and like a whole bunch of other things. So, you know, I look at it as like, you know, that was the right way to go with it. Let me not say the right way to go with it, because I know you guys are going to wait to crucify me. Not the right way to go with it. It is the way that I seen how I wanted my life to be as I got older. Some white women see themselves with a black man. Like, they want mixed babies. They want the mixed beautiful mulattoes. Like, you know, people preference. But I think love should be however God assigns it to you. If a black person and a white person fall in love, that's what God wanted. And if it's meant to be, I support it. I mean, I don't have nothing to say against that. You know what I mean? Like, God's the one that does this. God's the one that puts everything together. He's the one that aligns things together. So, to me, on my opinion on it, I do believe through reports and through personal seeings that white women are very easy to control compared to black women. You really, it's very rare you can control a black woman. Black women are so, they will cut you down with words. They will make you feel like, boy, you gonna know what I'm about. Like, and that's no joke. That's no joke. And then white men, black women going to white men, because white men are very givy to them. Like, a white man, you know, a lot of black women go to white men because they feel the white man has the money, or the white man can, you know, give them things they want. You know, they'll do more than a black man can. But I, like I said, I'm not about all that. Who can do what and how can do. I don't believe in all that. I believe whatever you love is what you love. You know what I mean? If that's, that race is what you fell in love with, that's what you fall in love with. I know a few people that said they would never date a Jamaican, or never date a Haitian, or never date an African, or never date a white, you know, all that. And then they get with them and they give them a try and they fall in love. So I wouldn't base off of that. I totally disagree with a lot of the people that are saying black men do it as a mentality thing. Like it feels like it gives them power to be the black man. Like, it's letting slave masters know we took your woman back. I totally disagree with that. I think it's more of a, that was your preference, especially if you're in a family that's all black. If you have a family that's all black and you're a black man, a lot of times you see so much black in your family, like the woman and stuff, that makes you like, I don't want no one like my mom, my aunt, my cousin, my niece, my whatever. So you prefer, nah, I'd rather have it where, you know, it could be something completely opposite. But I always say, one thing I do stand with, why does the black man always have to go to white women? There's Chinese women out there, you know, Asians, Japanese, there's Russian, there's this and that. They do tend to run to white women. So, I mean, I get that part. But like I said, in my opinion, I do believe that black men love having power and being able to tell their woman what to do, and less of the woman telling them what to do. And with black women being so strong, and it's not to say some women aren't strong, but majority of black women are very independent and strong. God, for some reason, gave black women that strength and that authority, and it's what we've been through and what they've been through, and it just passed down through genes and DNA. So, I mean, I completely understand it. Me having a black mother, straight from North Carolina, a grandmother from North Carolina that was light-skinned, you know, I was never the type to be tired of what my family brings. Like, if anything, I wanted someone that can fit in with my family. And my wife now, she went through the struggle in her life, but my struggle was different. So at first it was very different for her to adapt to how we live. But then when she got it, you know, now we're good. You know, so to me, I was never like, I don't want someone like how my family is. It was always like, I would love someone that's close to how my family is, like as far as being open and laughing and loudmouthed, and that's what we are, strong and independent. I'm cool with that, and I definitely got that. So that's my take on that. Like I said, I'm trying to cut down on these times on these episodes, you guys. If you guys want more of this, comment, share, let me know what you feel. Inbox me. If you feel anything I said, you know, wasn't something you agree with, I'm fine with that. We can talk. I can cover this again. But thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys much. You guys have a blessed day. Peace.